Okay, hello everyone. Very nice that you're still here at this afternoon, and thank you for borrowing a laptop. My name is Femke, and I'm a computer science student and a computer science teacher in training, mainly focused on secondary school, so aged 12 till 18. And sometimes when you when you're a computer science teacher, you teach programming. Well, what to do when teaching programming? Well, we've seen some amazing ideas already this afternoon. A very popular idea to start with is, of course, block-based programming. For example, Scratch, which are amazing because you cannot really make mistakes in the syntax. But at some point, students at a certain age may feel like, well, I feel like this is childish. My little brother in primary school is also doing this. I want the real thing. So, what do you count as the real thing? Well, mainly textual programming. But when doing textual programming, you need to find a new language. So, like a lot of schools choose Python, which is mostly a simple language to start with. So, Python is possibly the right choice. So let's start with doing Python. However, when doing Python, you can encounter this. There are different errors, but when teaching to children, it's sometimes quite hard to read these errors. Maybe you do because you can read English or you know what the error means. But what you can get is a class full of a little bit of unhappy students, because the students feel like, oh, another red screen. It can be quite demotivating because it's like, I can't program, it's so hard. Why is programming so hard? So especially to build a bridge between the block-based programming and the text-based programming, we're going to make textual programming easy, and we're doing that with Haiti. Haiti is you can call it a language because it's parsing, and it's an interface for learning how to program, but also so a complete interface and a language, and it has a teacher interface which is really nice for class environments, and also important for class environments if that's available in the browser. Also very nice for Haiti is that it has, there are already quite many translations, so it's available in the native language. And what's different for Haiti than immediately starting into Python is that it's teaching children the syntax just like learning punctuation. Syntax error is one of the most common errors, and it's also sometimes very hard to understand. Why do I need a colon here? Why is this, maybe this quotation mark not valid here? So Haiti is gradually learning syntax and concepts at the same time. So instead of only gradually learning concepts, we're also learning syntax gradually. So how does it work? Well, maybe if you go back into your own past when you started to learn how to write, you first start with letters. Then you start with some words, and at the end you write a full sentence. You're writing in primary school, when learning what to write, you first write sentences with all lowercase letters. The higher the capital letters, the comma and the dot at the end, all ends later. When you're doing all at the same time, it can be quite overwhelming for students. So that is why language is taught in this way in primary school. So why not learn languages the same way for programming? This is what's done in Haiti. So an example in this case is we're also using different levels for different parsing times. So in example in for the syntax in level 3 is that we're making a list of choices with stone, paper, and scissors. And then I print, I choose, and then from choices you choose something at random. So maybe it will print, I choose scissors. As you can see in the syntax in level 16, there are many, many steps in between. it already starts to look way more like Python. So this way, it gradually builds up to Python so that you do not get overwhelmed. Each level introduces like new ideas, and also you get to understand why do we need quotation marks. For example, if you have a variable name of like name is Femke in my case, but if I print my name is name without quotation marks, it will print my Femke is Femke. And this way you see that quotation marks are necessary and when to actually apply them. So it's quite a complete big project, which is amazing in my opinion. So there's a student interface. At the left you can write the code, at the right you'll see the output, at the top you'll see an assignment or an adventure, how we call it, and some example code which you can copy. There's a drop-down menu where you can choose between different levels and so get introduced to concepts. We distinguish between basic, advanced, and expert, so that, for example, when you already have a little bit of feeling, that you can go into advanced and maybe start from that level until you're an expert. At the end, you're quite already working with a lot of Python code, knowing functions, while, for, if, else, elif, and all that kind of things. And then you're ready to fully work with Python. There's also the Python turtle, which is visible, so you can draw some things. You will see it move, change the colors to random colors in this case, and go forward, turn different sides. So a little bit of a question in between. Does somebody, so a student wrote this, what will this code do? Will probably print hello there. But when a student runs this, gets this error. I did everything you said you should do, but then I get an error which I cannot read because English is very difficult. What happens here, there's a space. It's an invisible error, and the error message is also not really helping in this case. So also, Heidi tries to get to clear error messages and warnings. So when you make this mistake in Heidi, in level 2, you will get a warning. I tested on different codes. So right now, line 2 started with a space. Can you try removing this space? So it gives the reason why it gives a warning is to get the feeling of success. So I don't want to get another error message that I can't code. But the warning helps to get to the to the right code. The reason why it works is because indentation is not yet a topic in level 2, so it can parse anyway. But at level 6, indentation is a thing, so a space is not allowed, so can you try it for do something? But instead of an indentation error, it will write a full sentence, and if your native language is available, in this case for my students, it will show an error message in Dutch, which they can read. Saves me a lot of hands. Miss, it doesn't work. Another example, quick example, a variable not found is a name error, that the name is not defined, and in Heidi it will give a sentence that the variable is being used before it's being set, so you need to do something about it. Also, one of the things that I already mentioned is the native language support. So I showed some languages here. Even the keywords can be translated, but of course, since Python is in English, you have a toggle on the top right of your screen that you can toggle between the language you want to use or the English keywords. At some points, of course, you want to try to switch to the English keywords because otherwise it will be quite hard writing Python. But for many students, it will be a very nice start, especially when they're young, to at least use the keywords in their own language. So if your language is not available, you can of course help translating. There's a you can look in the translation drop-down menu. If your language is not available, you can add your language, which directs you to the web plate and with some instructions. and you don't need any program experience because Weblate is used, so it's going to see the sentence and you can translate yourself. And this may, if you help translating, it will make this programming adventures available to many teachers around the world to help their students programming and get more of a feeling of success with less error, syntax errors. The teacher interface. So with the teacher interface, it's very helpful as a teacher. I will show some examples right here. Because you can manage your classes, you can create classes. I can see what my students are doing, and you can also, of course, fully customize your own levels. Because there are some default levels which are being made, but I understand that as a teacher, you sometimes want your own level or some assignments, so you can drag anything there. You can even create your own custom adventures if you would like to have a different assignment. So with a teacher interface, it's really helpful for in-class environments. But most importantly, no emails are needed when creating accounts. You of course want to be like data of your students, so you can create usernames and maybe don't even show their names, but you can create usernames and it will create accounts without any email attached, so it will generate some passwords which you can give to students, and then they can use their accounts to keep track of what they've done, and then you can also look into their assignments, and there's also a button to hand in assignments if you want to use that. So what do we still want to do? There are many cool improvements which some volunteers are working on. So the main things that people are working on right now is the significant teacher interface improvements to make it more beautiful. I'll show some of you some of the designs soon, and workbook books, which I will also show soon. But first, the teacher interface improvements. Some screenshots of some that people are working on, for example, an interface for grading, which so it will show stuff that students handed in. You can look at the adventure and quickly see what's going on. You can view the program and accept it or not, and then the students will get a check mark at the adventure. There was also ideas to create a new class. Well, you can already create a new class, of course, but a little bit of new, more beautiful interface with some more options for creating a class. Also, some new interface for classes, and some designs for to have teaching materials on one place. So, at the left, you can see a design for workbooks, the slides, what's Haiti, how to create a class, and some documentation for teachers to read. And at the right, you can see some preparation material for example, level 3, where you can see some slides, a workbook, and common mistakes. Common mistakes are, of course, really nice to at least read so that you can prepare for what can happen. So another real cool thing that people are working on is the workbook. So in the workbook, there are more assignments, but it's not online in the interface that I just showed you. So for example, in the left one, it says to circle variables in the code, which helps with reading the code. And actually, because sometimes reading can be a different skill than actually writing the code. So for more understanding, you can do these assignments and you can print them on paper. So you can have more variety in class, like alternating between laptop and paper to have a more a better way of teaching. So, and also some, what's the output of this code? So you can actually predict the code, maybe after that run it in Haiti, and then look how to learn how to code in steps. And of course, there are many ways to contribute. You can contribute as a developer because the system needs to be built, or as an educator to make like the main adventures that teachers can use, because every teacher needs to make their own adventure, all the adventures, that's going to be quite harsh. They can share their adventures, by the way. But the main adventures also need to be created, and all the content, the materials, workbook, keywords and everything need to be translated, because many teachers would love to teach in their own native language. So if you want to know more, there's a website with a very short URL, which I like. And of course you can search for the GitHub pages to know more. So thank you. Any questions?
I didn't actually understand what an adventure is.
An adventure is one assignment. I can also show you on not my laptop. So you can start learning, and this is called an adventure. Just one exercise. It's called that way. I think that's because it's fun. I don't know why it's called that way, but we're working in levels and adventures. So this is another adventure. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Amazing. Any more questions? Yes, please.
I remember that Hedy, you can use turtle graphics, but is there any way to use more to create more complex graphics or interactive things as well?
No, you can. Turtle graphics is the most complex thing you can do. Of course, you can use loops to create like beautiful mathematical graphics, but just nothing to fill a circle. Mm-hmm. But you can use colors in the lines. I had a student drawing a knight with the turtle by going left and right and adding eyes. Over here?
Would it better pulse the project?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Would it better pulse the project?
It's developed both by volunteers, but it started at the Vrije Universiteit from Amsterdam. As a research project, so I'm not sure if it's still something with a research project or funded from there, because I don't know how that works, but I guess it's funded from both donations, and maybe as long as it can still be done as a research project. Yes? Sorry, what did you say? Okay, so funding is also through grants. Yes? Yeah, that's what I'm learning to become a teacher for. I'm studying to become a teacher for students age 12 to 18. So the question is, to what age are students using Hedy? I think the target group is mainly students from like the late primary school, so starting at 9, 10, and then mostly until 14, 15. I think that's the target audience, but it depends on the age, how fast you go. With, I think, an age from 12 or 13, you will probably do like all adventures that are recommended. But if they're a little bit older, you may scrap some assignments because they do not need that much repetition. But it can be used for all age groups, and also even people who are just new to programming also started with this, so that they can learn how to program. Another question?
Just to understand how the levels work. Is it
correct that the last level is basically like Python with maybe nicer errors, and the first level is no errors and everything is allowed?
So the question is, how do the levels work in context of syntax, I believe? So in the first level, you can ask like, hey, you can ask what's your name, and it will echo the name. So there's no quotation marks yet, and only like later, I believe level 4, quotation marks are being added, and this way you gradually build towards Python. And also when going to level 16, let's look at a debugging example because it shows quite some code. It looks very much like Python. So it's really gradually building towards Python to get slowly some syntax added so that you can help. Does that answer your question?
Is it just about syntax or?
Also concepts. So both syntax and concepts are gradually added to the course so that you do not get overwhelmed that, by the way, this is an if and you need to open a bracket. Oh, don't forget the colon at the end. And then if you forget the colon again, you get an error message. It's like, ah, I can't do programming. So it's so to gradually do step by step, adding punctuation and do it the right way to understand Python. I think there are no more questions. Or if you have any more questions or want to know more about this interface, just let me know. I'm in the education room or just after this talk to check out the website. Yes. Thank you.